Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Wednesday, January 17th. Folks, I did not expect the NBA to open the podcast in the middle of January, in the middle of the week, but Jokic and Embiid throwing haymakers in a pretty damn good NBA Tuesday night game. I'll say this about the league. Great job scheduling the Nuggets and Sixers for basically, like, you know, nearing the end of the NFL season. I think there's 7 NFL games left. And you get this as a marquee TV game. Really nice job by the NBA. A little later in the pod, I will rank, along with Rob G, the 8 best quarterbacks left in the NFL playoffs by the season they've had, okay? So just because Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of all time, you know, he's been around the league for like less than a decade, don't assume he's at the top. He has not had a great season. We'll talk about that, and we will dabble in this Austin Reeves nonsense that's out there. You know I'm a big Austin Reeves guy. But let me quickly start with Nuggets and Sixers before we get to the NFL. Listen, the NBA right now is just, if you're one of those guys who hates the NBA, I get it. I'm not trying to convince you to like the NBA. I loved Michael Jordan and Magic, and 90s NBA was peak NBA. It stinks now. If you're one of those guys, like, I get it. You don't like the sport. The reality is the basketball has never been better. The halftime score of Nuggets Sixers, featuring two of the incredible offenses, was 78-78. Okay, this game was insane. The shot making. So the Nuggets shot 50%, 41% from three. The Sixers, who won the game by 5, shot 56%, 48% from three. 48% from three. 15 threes made. I mean, the game was incredible. Denver dominated inside. Jokic had more offensive boards, 11, than the double of what the Sixers had, which was 5. But when you're making threes and making it rain and you can't miss, and Joel Embiid, the defending MVP, goes for 41-10. It was tied at 111, fourth quarter. We're like, okay, we got a game. We got something here. And then Embiid just goes off. Three, a great pass, elbow midi, three. Like, he just went off down the stretch. It was just an incredible performance there from Embiid. And I know, I get it. Not a ton of defense being played. But toe-to-toe, Embiid versus Jokic. And the Nuggets, by the way, went into the fourth leading. And Embiid just took over. According to, the game log here, when it was 111 all, Maxey scored a bucket, but then Embiid scored. Embiid hit a 19-footer and won. Embiid, 27-foot-3, 18-footer. He just went off and, like, scored all of the points late. A free throw. I mean, basically, he scored all their points for, like, a 6-minute stretch. It took over the game. Really impressive stuff from Joel Embiid. I know I'm not the biggest Sixers lover here. I'm not a believer in this team. I've got to see it in the postseason. Sorry. They're really, really good. I get it. Currently, they are third in the East. Meanwhile, Lakers check. Lakers with the win the other night over OKC. They're now 10th, checking in at 10th in the West. All right, let's pivot to the NFL.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that will help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So yeah, if you were taking a favorite, say, on Sunday, parlayed with another favorite, say, on Sunday, there's a real good opportunity for you to cash here. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. All right, so I saw that a day after walking out on a media question at the podium on Monday about his future and 1 year left on the contract, Mike Tomlin says he will be back next season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a big win for Pittsburgh. I did wonder if maybe there was a chance Tomlin says, you know what, Burrow's back next year, Lawrence ain't staying down forever, Rodgers is back, AFC's just loaded. I got friggin' Pickett, Rudolph, or Trubisky. I can't get a quarterback, I don't think, at 20 or whatever that's going to put me over the top. Like, we got a great roster. I'm getting the most out of my team. Maybe I just say, let me go do TV, but because he won't have coached, the way the coaching contract works is he still has that year left. So if he were to go to TV, he would then have to be like, okay, I'm coming back and I don't want to go to Pittsburgh, so you got to trade for me for the final year. So it seems like I'm guessing Tomlin thought about it and was like, you know what, I'll just do one more year. I would be seriously considering fading Pittsburgh next year, because Mike Tomlin's got enough of a body of work, Rob, that he's going to get a job regardless if they go 5-12 next year. Tomlin has built up enough equity. Very few coaches do more with less than Mike Tomlin. He is just an excellent coach. He's just in a crap situation. Listen, We saw the Dolphins, when they lost Dan Marino, wander aimlessly through the quarterback wilderness for 2 decades. I mean, you go look on their Wikipedia page, Dolphins quarterback history. It's comical how many guys they cycled through. And now maybe they got 1 and 2, but they don't know. And so you lose Ben Roethlisberger, and sure, you can try this guy or that guy. Remember Duck Hodges was in the mix? And like, this is just early stages, folks. Like, the atom bomb goes off, and then you're dealing with the fallout for a couple years. Guess what? This is just the beginning. It is tough to find a quarterback, which is why the Packers appear to have gotten lucky in Jordan Love. We'll go over quarterback rankings for the divisional round in a second. But Rob, I guess I'm not... whoa, there goes my alarm. I'm not totally surprised that Mike Tomlin is sticking around for one more year. Although, I'll tell you right now, I will be fading the Steelers next season.
You know what? I'm not super surprised that, well, again, he says that he's going to come around. That all depends whether or not the ownership or the GM even wants him back. That's the bigger question, right? Because you mentioned that he's got 1 year left on his deal. I don't imagine he would want to come back as a lame duck coach. Nobody does, right?
No.
He wants an extension or kick me to the curb and let me go somewhere else. So I'm sure he would prefer to stay in Pittsburgh. Again, it's just whether or not they want to keep him. One thing that was a little surprising to me, though, was, and this, again, as we record these podcasts, we're recording them in the wee hours Eastern Standard Time, basically the next day. So some of the post-game sound still hasn't really fully trickled in yet by the time that we had finished our recording the podcast. In the overnight hours, Najee Harris told reporters that the Steelers, quote, need more discipline and there should be more, quote, in-house changes. Now, he was quick when, you know, people cornered him about, like, hey, you're talking about Mike Tomlin, you're saying you want a new coach. He didn't say that, right? He's like, I'm not calling for a coaching change, but he's like, hey, we can't keep doing the same things and expect outcomes to change. However, he kept referencing, like, hey, I'm not saying anything that the coaches and the players don't already know about, that what we're doing is not working. We need to change some things, and this is the only way to get over the hump. Mike Tomlin, for all of his, you know, positive things about him, and I really like Mike Tomlin, I would love if he was the Raiders coach. One thing that has been well documented is that he is a player's coach, right? Like, that's the reason why Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and guys like that were able to flourish in Pittsburgh, and they weren't really able to do so outside, because even though he does a good job of keeping it under wraps, he also doesn't necessarily crack down on these guys in the way a big Bill Belichick might do it or a Bill Parcells might do it. So if you're Pittsburgh and if what you're doing has been good but not great now for the better part of a decade, why wouldn't you explore the possibility? I'm not saying you got to replace him, but explore the possibility of tweaking the way you do things. If Mike Tomlin's on board with it, cool. You keep him, you extend him, because obviously he's a great leader of men. If he's not willing to change and the players and the locker room are telling you that something has to change, then you might have to force his hand and move him out of town.
Yeah, it would be a really bad look to fire Mike Tomlin, Rob. I mean, I don't really know how you bounce back from that, because if you can him, I guarantee you he's working 2 days later, right? It was like, was it Kellen Moore, who everybody was hot on in Dallas? McCarthy pushes Kellen Moore out, and like a day later, he's with the Chargers. Now, it didn't work out great. I mean, he's only Kellen Moore. Mike Tomlin's got a Super Bowl win. He, like you said, player's coach. I don't think he would stay a free agent for long. I think Steelers would be crazy. And they've only had, like, what, 4 coaches in 40 years or something insane? Maybe 50 years? I think you gotta keep Tomlin. I don't know what you do for a quarterback. Like, it's bleak, bro. It's essentially Russell Wilson via trade, Justin Fields, maybe Geno Smith hits the market. Maybe you could go after Tua. I don't know. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of options. Does Daniel Jones excite you in Pittsburgh? I don't know. None of those guys do anything. But without a quarterback, you can't win. And I don't know, Rob. Now, I do wonder, would Tomlin, you think, just hang it up for a minute after Steelers or instantly go to another job? Like, it's tough when you're in one place for 15 years, right? And then you instantly the next day go to another job. You probably want some time off, no?
Yeah, and you know what? I'd be fascinated to see, like, again, hypothetically, if they did move on or a year from now, they decide not to renew his contract and he's gone. I would assume that teams would jump all over Mike Tomlin because of his pedigree, and he's a great coach, right? He's a great leader of men, point blank, period. You know, there's some things that are imperfect, but overall, I think we can all agree he's a great coach. The new trend nowadays, and we've seen this play out now with Nick Sirianni, is you better call one portion of the team. You better be an offensive guru, a mastermind, a Mike McDaniel, Kyle Shanahan, you know, LaFleur type, or you better be a defensive coach, Robert Saleh, you know, D'Amico Ryan's an ace with a defensive game plan. And Mike Tomlin, as far as I know, is one of the few who does neither. And so if he's available, you know, let's say he finishes out next season, they're good but not great again. They go 9-8 because they're always above 500. They just missed the playoffs. How many teams do you think in today's NFL, where it's all about the new thing and the new better evolved version of everything, are teams still clamoring for the CEO head coach in the way that they used to be?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would guess no. In college football, it makes a ton of sense. Nick Saban in the CEO role at Bama. But in the NFL, I don't think it works. And I think you've got to be dominant. I know some people are saying, hey, Jay, wait a minute. Harbaugh is one of the eight coaches left. He's a special teams guy. McDermott's a defensive guy. Who was the other one? Dan Campbell was, what was he, like a tight end coach? I don't even know if he qualifies as an offensive or defensive guy. And Bowles is defensive. So this whole narrative, not really. Let's be realistic. The Bucs were underdogs at home. The Buffalo Bills needed to fight like hell just to get to the playoffs. You need an offensive guy at coach. I mean, there's no doubt about it. That's like absolutely paramount.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Rob, let me ask you this. If I were ranking the quarterbacks in the divisional round, and I'm not going career specifically, not career. If I'm just ranking quarterbacks in the divisional round from what you've seen this season, okay? I'm going 8, Baker Mayfield. And this is a guy who threw for like 4,000 yards. He's 8. Then I would go Jared Goff at 7. This season, I'm going Patrick Mahomes at 6.
Wow.
Jordan Love. Okay. Stop laughing.
Okay. All right.
I mean, honestly, Jordan Love's been better than Patrick Mahomes this season. He's doing it with young, nobody receivers, right? He's a first-year starter. He's had a better season than Mahomes by many metrics. Not all, but many. I would go C.J. Stroud at 4. C.J. Stroud's been unbelievable. I've been slow to come around. Brock Purdy at 3. Brock Purdy was an MVP favorite, like, his numbers, EPA, success rate, like nobody can touch him. I would go to Josh Allen because literally Allen put the team on his back and carried them to the playoffs. And Lamar, I would go 1 because, you know, he's going to win the MVP and he was incredible. Again, I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes is the 6th best quarterback left in the playoffs. I'm saying this season he has not been incredible. Now, obviously it hurts a lot when your receivers lead the league in drops. But let's look at a stat like air yards, right? Passes in the air down the field. which is what you should be doing in the NFL. Yo, Jordan Love, 8.5. Lamar Jackson, 8.7. Brock Purdy, 8.1. Josh Allen, 8.6. Patrick Mahomes, 6.6. That's lower than Mayfield. Mayfield, 8.5. Like, Mahomes is not throwing the ball down the field. It's a lot of check down stuff. This has been one of his weaker seasons. I know, 71% completions, blah, blah, blah. But even the success rate for Patrick Mahomes, 48%. Stroud's at 47. Stroud, by the way, led the league in air yards at 9.1. Like, deep ball throwing, Pro Football Focus. I mean, CJ Stroud is the best quarterback in the league this year. That's not hyperbole. Look at the numbers. And again, a lot of people don't want to trust the numbers. You got to look at the eye test. I get that. That's fine. But like success rate, Brock Purdy blows away the rest of the league. 56% success rate. And then it's like Dak Prescott, but Dak Prescott's eliminated. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, EPA per play, which is a huge stat for the gamblers. Again, it's just a number. But it's Brock Purdy at .33, Dak Prescott at .24. Like that's how big of a gap. He's out. And then it's like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes is at .134, which is below Lamar, narrowly ahead of Baker. Like, Rob, I know it's a hot take and people are going to get angry, but like Mahomes has not had a great season. And you could go by any metric you want. You could look quarterback rating, anything. Like, this is not knocking Mahomes. Is he still one of the great quarterbacks of all time? Of course. You don't win MVPs and go to Super Bowls without being one of the best quarterbacks ever. But the reality, and my dog's upset with me now, buddy's like, Jay, you go way too hard on Patrick Mahomes. I'm just saying, like, it's a lot of dink and dunk. If you even look at stuff like yards per attempt. Are you ready for this? In the divisional round, Tua was last, then Rudolph, then Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes! Now, I know it was played in the Dust Bowl at negative 25 degrees, but Mahomes just, he's not the same dude he was.
You know what? When you first said it, I was taken aback because, like, how could anybody have Patrick Mahomes sixth on any list? Like, unless you're talking about all-time greatest list, and even then he'd probably be somewhere around three or four before he'd be sixth. And then as you're talking, I'm pulling up the numbers. I'm just looking at it. And it's like, you know, God damn it, Jason's right. Like, just look at the month of December, right? Patrick Mahomes, as the team loses 3 of 5 to close out the season and cost themselves a chance at home field advantage, which is why he's going to be on the road for the first time in his playoff career this weekend against Buffalo. Patrick Mahomes, 5 touchdowns, 4 picks in the last 5 games. Again, they only win 2 of those 5. I keep digging as you're talking. The Pro Bowl list came out a few weeks ago, and in the AFC, the quarterbacks were Tua, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes. And at first glance, you're like, yeah, that seems fine, right? Like, you know, the three of the better quarterbacks, Tua had a fantastic season, Lamar's going MVP, and Mahomes is Mahomes. And then I see this article that said social media in a frenzy over Patrick Mahomes making Pro Bowl roster. Reading some of the comments. Mahomes over Allen is, quote, a joke, kind of crazy, an absolute crime. Mahomes is making it only based on reputation. Josh Allen, more total touchdowns by 15, more fourth quarter comebacks, more game-winning drives. You know what? Patrick Mahomes, yes, he is the best quarterback in the NFL. He's probably going to finish as the greatest or the second greatest quarterback of all time. But this season and this season alone, he has not been Mahomesian by any stretch of the imagination. So as crazy as it sounds on his face that you have him as the sixth best quarterback in terms of what they've done this season heading into the divisional round, I think you're right, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say I know I'm right and anger Chiefs fans even more, Rob. But the reality is, listen, Mahomes has set a high bar. This is what happens when you go to the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship every year. But by yardage, this is his worst season as a pro. Now, he had 100 fewer yards in 2019, but he was injured and missed a couple games. This is his worst season by yards per attempt by far. This is his fewest touchdown passes, again, outside of the 14-game season. This is his most interceptions. This is his weakest quarterback rating, weakest QBR. Like, the numbers don't lie. Mahomes has not been great. This doesn't mean he's not great. Of course, Joe Montana had a down year, right? Of course, Tom Brady had a down year. Mahomes is still very young. Look at this. He's 28 years old. It's insane. Yes, he can be an all-time great. Yes, he also is kind of the sixth best quarterback coming into this divisional round weekend because Stroud has been so otherworldly. And Jordan Love is one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league. I saw a stat. He's hit something like 21 touchdowns in one pick in the last like seven games.
Oh, yeah. He's on an all-time heater. He's on an all-time heater.
That's insane. And someone showed the video of his touchdown pass where he kind of double clutched and hit the receiver who beat Gilmore. And it was like, oh my gosh, that's a ridiculous anticipation throw. And I'm a doubter of Love. I don't know that he's the guy. We've got like a 15, 16 game sample of Jordan Love. Like, is he awesome? I don't know. But he sure as hell looks like right now. Remember, who was it? Eli Manning, Rob, that went on that postseason run?
Mm-hmm.
I think Joe Flacco's going
on. Joe Flacco's done one too, yep.
Yeah, this is like double the length of that. And essentially, Jordan Love's been out of his mind. Now, here's the weird thing. 49ers secondary ain't great. Now, we'll see what happens. I bet the Niners. I'm on the Niners. But I wonder if Love can keep this up. You know, we know the Shanahan. We said, like, would McCarthy get tight if he fell behind? They got down 27-0, and yeah, he got a little tight. What happens if Shanahan's down entering the fourth, Rob?
Well, history says he's going to get tight.
And now you got Jordan Love versus Jared Goff, a rematch of the Thanksgiving game. I don't know. Where are you on the Purdy versus Stroud? I only have Purdy because Pro Football Focus, did you see this before the season, ranked the Texans as having the weakest skill position players in the league.
I did see
32nd
that.
Heading into the season. And CJ Stroud, after losing Tank Dell, they just lost Noah Brown. He has dragged that franchise into the playoffs, and now they won a game. Like, that to me, he's been incredible.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I already said I'm taking the Houston Texans plus the points against Baltimore. Let me marinate for another 72 hours. I may go Houston outright. I'm still thinking. I haven't totally shut the door on that possibility yet. And it's all because of CJ Stroud. Now, if I had to pick one guy today, I'm picking Brock Purdy because he has the longer body of work. And because he,
what do you mean? Pick one guy, what, that you trust the most this weekend?
Yeah, for this weekend. I'm picking Brock Purdy ahead of CJ Stroud only because Brock Purdy has, again, the longer body of work. It's not much longer. It's, like 8 games longer than CJ Stroud, but he's been consistently great, basically, since he got into the NFL. Similar to CJ Stroud, he just has another half a season on top of it. However, it's not like it's a super easy decision because, as I said late last week and even a little bit on yesterday's pod, CJ Stroud, he has all of those same intangible quarterback, you know, quote unquote, skills that Brock Purdy does. Throwing with anticipation, throwing with accuracy, getting to the open man quickly. 1, 2, 3, boom, layered throws, the things that you look for in a classic quarterback sense, things that Tua is good at. Things that Joe Montana was, things that Tom Brady was great at. But what CJ Stroud also has is the things that you can't teach. The things that either you have it or you don't. The things that Josh Allen has, that Patrick Mahomes has, that Lamar Jackson has. So every once in a while, you get this perfect marriage where it's the guy who can play quarterback in the classic sense of the word and the guy who is just a phenomenal playmaker and he can do things that we can only, you know, dream of doing. And every once in a while, you get a guy who can do both. And CJ Stroud is that guy who can do both.
He's that guy. You're not that guy, pal. CJ Stroud, you are that guy.
You are that guy.
All right. Quickly, we'll just do. I just wanted to do 2 minutes on this just because the NBA is coming back. But Rob and I love Austin Reeves. And starting January 15th, anybody who was signed to that, I don't know what it's called, whatever the extension was or. The deal that Reeves signed, Ruiz signed, they were eligible to be traded. Not just those two, but around league-wide. So starting January 15th, NBA trade talks started to heat up. And I just need to be clear to everyone. I'm not just an Austin Reeves stan who is like a huge fan, and I respect his hustle, and he's got like one of the best contracts in the league. I'm sorry, Rob. Unless I'm getting an all-NBA player in return, I'm not trading Austin Reeves. Now, I'm not saying an all-NBA player straight up, but in the package, I need an all-NBA player if I'm giving up Austin Reeves. I think he is the third best player on the Lakers, and Rob, you can disagree. I think he is going to be, he's proven to be a clutch playoff performer, was excellent in the postseason. He's ascending. The guy was on the Olympic team. He could do so many things. He can create. He can defend. He's long. And by the way, fans, we know Laker fans are unhinged. They will revolt if Austin Reeves is traded. I think there will be a literal mutiny at a crypto facility if the Lakers end up moving Austin Reeves. I just need to get that on the table, Rob. I know you're a big Austin Reeves guy too, but they better not trade him.
Yeah, they better damn well not trade him unless you're getting like Donovan Mitchell in exchange. And you know, I'm a big fan of DeJounte Murray. Like, he seems to be the guy that everybody's circling as the next future Laker. You know, the clutch sports tie-in, the Hawks being terrible. But if I'm trading Austin Reeves to get DeJounte Murray, like, no. To me, that's like a net neutral because the contracts, first and foremost. Number one, Austin Reeves making, what, $12 million, and DeJounte's just signed a new extension. That's number one. Number two, we already know that Austin Reeves know how to play alongside LeBron and AD. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, you can't discount because part of the issue with being a Laker and playing with LeBron James is, as great as he is, it's not easy. You have to work around him, and he's the solar system. You know, like, Kevin Love struggled a little bit. Chris Bosh struggled a little bit playing with LeBron James. And the fact that Austin Reeves knows how to and he has the trust of those guys, you can't undersell that point.
You said Donovan Mitchell. Are you saying that if the Cavs said, hey, we're going to be losing Donovan Mitchell, we'll have a package that includes Austin Reeves and Rui, you would take Mitchell for him?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Because he's the all-NBA talent you're talking about. DeJounte Murray is great, but he's not all
I was thinking more Jason Tatum level.
Donovan
Mitchell doesn't play any defense.
Most guys don't play any defense.
Austin
Luka
Reeves
doesn't
does
play defense.
Who's guarding Jamal Murray in the playoffs?
From the Lakers, nobody.
Could. Shit, dude. You would give up Reeves for Mitchell?
Yes.
I need some time on this. Now I've got to like get in. Fudge. I like Mitchell a lot. He's proven postseason scorer. I don't. He doesn't want a ton. That's some famous flops. He got outplayed head-to-head by, who was it? Didn't he lose a couple postseason series that he should have won with the Jazz?
He lost to...
Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, he lost to Jalen Brunson, yes.
I don't know. My gut says no, but I give me a day to think about it. All right, that's all for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.